With us right now from San Diego, California, is Colleen Keller, senior analyst with Metron Incorporated Scientific Solutions. They help find the wreckage of the Air France 447 flight using Bayes' theorem. She's a former consultant with the U.S. Navy, and this is about improving your chances of finding something, pulling out the Bayes' theorem. Colleen Keller, thank you very much for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
First of all, do you think they know where this airliner is now with any precision, or are we still throwing darts?
Well, looking at the search area that they're combing right now, I wouldn't say they're precise at all, but it's very encouraging that we are at least in the right body of water, because before we were looking overland and over water, and our chances of finding anything were very small. So the key thing here is that if we can localize it enough, we can get detectors for the underwater locator beacons on the black boxes into the water. We have a short timeline now, less than 2 weeks to go before the batteries on the beacons run out, and that's going to really lead us to the wreckage on the bottom of the ocean if we can detect one of these signals. So just the fact that we are in the right area, hopefully, and that we can get these beacon detectors in the water is very encouraging.
If it can be done, how to narrow those odds, we're looking at it. I'm Tom Ashbrook. This is On Point. So how would the math in the Bayes' theorem, math and more, potentially narrow the odds here, Colleen?
Well, it's actually kind of neat, and people are intimidated by statistics, but the way I try to explain it is what Bayes' theorem does is it allows you to consolidate all the information that you have, including conflicting theories or hypotheses about what happened with the aircraft, together with quantifying the uncertainty in those things into an overall picture. And what we generate in this business for search is a probability map, or people call it a heat map. It's a map of the area that you grid into sectors, and each grid contains a likelihood of containing the target that you're looking at, the impact point for the aircraft in this case. The hotter areas are the areas where everything points to being a likely area, and the colder areas are where there's very low probability of finding the target.
This worked for you with the Air France flight over the South Atlantic, and what creates an area of heat?
If you have data that suggests that the aircraft went down in that area, that layers more probability in that area. And if multiple hypotheses point to that specific cell or grid cell, then that increases the probability even more that the target's there. So in the case of the Malaysian airline, we have a satellite hit that puts it in an area. We're trying to pick up wreckage, and if we can reverse the drift of the wreckage back to that general location, that would add weight to that location as well.
Is Bayes' theorem being applied in this search, or have you been sidelined as everyone's been looking all over?
Well, thank you for asking. We would love to get involved. We really think that our approach could help the effort, but as far as I can tell, they are not using Bayes' theorem. They're just doing general search, probably keying on the wreckage that they think they are seeing from satellites.
Terry in Robbins, Tennessee. Terry, thanks for calling. You're on the air.
Yeah, thanks, Tom. Yeah. The odds would be improved greatly if they were going to use passive sonobuoys that I read about in Popular Science back in the 60s that you drop in the water from an airplane or helicopter, and it listens, and it would be able to pick up the pinging from that, just like the odds would have been improved if when the plane started turning off its communications gear, they started paying attention more, just like the 9/11 planes. When the first one was announced as a hijacking, if they had started taking it serious then instead of 45 minutes later, could have avoided some disasters there.
Might have. Change your sense of what else was going on in the sky. I guess that's part of Bayes' theorem, is you keep bringing in the new information, you keep applying it to some kind of model. Terry, thanks for your call. Colleen, they're throwing technology at this. I think even the U.S. Navy's coming out now with some of this underwater listening. Presumably, with your theorem, that would continually be fed into your assessment of where and what.
Absolutely, yes. And to answer Terry's question, the air-launched sonobuoys don't listen at the correct frequency, so they shouldn't be able to pick up the underwater beacons. But the equipment that the U.S. Navy is bringing into theater now, and I think it'll hit the water today or be sent out to the site, is something that's towed just above the surface at the bottom of the ocean, so it can get close, and it has a 1 to 2 mile detection range, and it'll hear the correct frequency for those acoustic signals.
But I read that only moves at the speed of a human walking. That's a lot of square miles to get around with that. Charles Whelan, do you bring Bayes' theorem into your work, or does this, I've seen it described as subjectivity run amok. How do you look at it?
I think it's a really important tool. The key is that you're injecting common sense. Now, to the critics, you could be injecting the subjectivity that you just discussed. But let me give you an example. Suppose we're testing the population for a disease like AIDS, where it's relatively rare, and even a very good test has a high incidence of false positives. If you get a positive test result, you're going to be extremely concerned. Bayes' theorem would say, all right, well, let's inject some prior information about whether you're in an at-risk pool or not. So if you're just a young person with no known illnesses and no behaviors that put you at risk, I'm going to say it's probably a false positive, and the data would probably support that. But if you tell me that you're an IV drug user, then I'm going to view that finding totally differently. So what Bayes' theorem does is allow us to bring that kind of information to the statistical feedback that we get to give us a better interpretation of the overall result.
Colleen Keller in San Diego, I know you're not tasked to do this, but have you done a back of the envelope on the odds that we will ever actually find Malaysia Flight 370?
I'm afraid I haven't put a pen to paper for that. We are trying to do some analysis here to in case we get called up, but I'm not going to cite any odds. This is a tough one.
Lots of wishes and lots of prayers for that even now. Colleen Keller at Metron Incorporated in San Diego, California, and Bayes' theorem is her business. Colleen, thank you very much for being with us.
My pleasure.
Charles Whelan at Dartmouth College, author of Naked Statistics. You're a good sport to be with us today. We really had fun with it. Thanks so much for joining us, Charles.
Great. Now you got to get Jordan's Furniture to do the same thing for the Cubs.
Okay. Cubs, Padres, you name it. I think they're Red Sox folks. We'll see. I'm Tom Ashbrook. This is On Point.